This is Marketplace. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. When a refugee arrives in this country, a number of different agencies exist to help him or her get set up. In December, the Trump administration ordered that groups the government hires to do this that get fewer than 100 refugees at a site will have to close. Over the next few months, that could mean dozens of offices. It's just the latest challenge for nonprofits that handle everything from picking up refugees at the airport to finding them apartments and English classes. In Pennsylvania, Emma Jacobs reports.
A small class of refugees recently arrived in Philadelphia are learning how to fill out American-style job applications. They're from around the world. Ethiopia, Guatemala, Bhutan. This class is much smaller than in past years at the Nationality Service Center, which does resettlement work for the government. Executive Director Margaret O'Sullivan says that between October and the end of December,
we'll have resettled 45 refugees. Last year, at the same period of time, it was 146.
Those numbers began to fall almost as soon as President Trump took office. Various versions of the administration's travel ban have tried to stop the flow of refugees from places like Syria and Somalia. And the administration lowered total refugee admissions to levels not seen since the 1980s. The government pays nonprofits about $2,000 per refugee, so this has forced many to restructure.
We had layoffs in the spring. We had both layoffs and position freezes that we never rehired.
Until he was laid off in August, Todd Miller helped resettle refugees at the organization Bethany Christian Services in Pennsylvania.
It's really one of the most meaningful jobs I've ever done in my life.
But he and many of his colleagues are moving to other fields. Miller now teaches English as a second language part-time at a local university.
I have a family that's counting on me for income. You need to make sure that you're in something that's not going to disappear soon after you start.
The Obama administration set a goal for fiscal year 2017 of admitting 110,000 refugees. The Trump administration reduced that to 50,000 and lowered that to 45,000 in this fiscal year. The State Department says this reduction is needed to make time for more vetting and to process a backlog of asylum applications from people already inside the U.S. But now, with the closing of smaller sites, those who work with refugees warn they're losing institutional knowledge and infrastructure.
Administrations come and they go.
That's Danielle Grigsby, Associate Director of the Coalition Refugee Council USA.
And policies around refugees and numbers change and shift. And so what we are also facing with these closures is the cost that it would take to regrow the program.
Smaller offices also continue to help refugees already resettled in their area. Grigsby says the disruptions throughout the system will make it difficult for the administration to reach even its new, lower target for refugee arrivals.
These executive orders and then the administrative changes further hinder the ability for the U.S. government to arrive 45,000. And this all in light of the world's worst, most intense refugee crisis.
She says the government isn't on pace to meet that number so far. At the end of the first quarter of the fiscal year, the State Department says that's a premature assessment. In Philadelphia, I'm Emma Jacobs for Marketplace.